Jeff King Motors. You got Muffy in the morning.
Good morning, it's Thursday the 18th of April 2024, and coming up 6:05, Muffy in the morning, tops around about 27 degrees expected today, and we're sitting on about 17 at the moment, very different to what it's like in Dubai. We're going to cross to a mate of mine, Jacob Cummings, who's actually living in Dubai, and we'll find out exactly what it's like there at the moment. A Brisbane supermarket is ripping out all its self-serve checkouts and bringing back the manual version. There's a few people online who going on doing the whole, I'll give my tax file number to the supermarket so they can start paying me for doing their work. Dead set. If you've got that much of an issue with self-serve registers, just don't use them. I mean, there was a thing the other night where someone said something about, you know, the only thing I could use was a self-serve register. I mean, really? Do you have that little in your life that you've got to just consume it by whinging about the fact there's self-serve registers? I mean, Aldi's now got self-serve registers, and I've got to be honest with you, I love them. You know why? Because no one else seems to be using them, and they actually work. You know, scan the item, put it in the bag. Scan the item, put it in the bag. Unlike some of the others where you go and it's like, scan the item, wait for a staff member to come over and press something in there and then okay and something else and then you put it in the thing. So, I mean, like I said, if you've got that little in your life that's what consumes it, it's probably a little bit sad. All right, we'll talk about that and plenty more as well. 133353 is our telephone number. The email moffy at triplem.com.au. And, of course, on Facebook, you'll find us there, Triple M Coffs Coast.
You got Moffy in the morning.
Stewie is out of Glenray. He says, good morning. 15 degrees and foggy for the drive in from Glenray. Oh, David says, I like the LD ones, the self-serve registers. He says, also, they speak in a male voice for a change. Have you noticed that? No, I didn't notice that. I haven't. What I love about Aldi is, and people love it because of the special buys thing. I avoid those aisles. But what I love is there's no music playing. You walk in there and it's quiet and all. The only thing that you really hear is the shuffle of people walking around the shop and ding, 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 ding. Register 3 is closing. That's the only thing you hear. It's great. I love it because, I mean, I think because my whole day is filled with, you know, music and loud people like Jake, soon not to be. So I just, you know, I think it's quite peaceful for me. I really do enjoy it. And if I want to, I could go and buy some ski boots. He says, Moffy, it's currently 17.1 degrees. No rain in the last 24 hours. Tony, Michael, currently at 16.6 degrees here. I don't know why I put that voice on, but I did. What's this? 133353 on the phones. Let's just quickly take this call. Hello, Triple M.
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
Ian, good morning, mate.
How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm fitting well, actually.
Nice. What's happening?
One foot in front of the other, so I'm okay. Yep. Michael, I was reading in the News of the Week paper yesterday about the councillor are asking the public to, and they've even got a website where you can get on and answer all these questions about the, what do you think, is there a parking problem in Coffs Harbour Central District? Mm. I mean, are they for real? Are they serious?
Well, I suppose they are if they've put it out.
Incredible. I mean, and it's got, do you find a problem parking sort of near where you want to shop type of thing? So if you want to go to Jack Simmons Menswear sort of thing, you know, how far away have you got to park and all this sort of capers? It's bloody ridiculous. Of course we've got a parking problem.
I mean,
the whole country knows we've got a parking problem.
Well, of course we do, because every time something gets built, the first thing people whinge about is where they're going to park.
Exactly.
I mean, I joke about it because I never seem to find an issue with getting a park, but I do laugh because it is one thing that I notice in Coffs Harbour when I first moved here, is that parking is the thing that everyone whinges about. I mean, if you built a multi-story car park, the first thing people would probably say is, where can we park?
Yes, and I mean, I went down the main street, took about 3 or 4 days ago now, and I wanted to go to the Ramsey Pharmacy chemist there to get a prescription. And guess what? I got a parking spot right in front.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I thought, well, how good's this? But That's a very, very rare occasion, of course.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to Jack Simmons Menswear, though, and you've got to park a long way away, well, obviously your legs are going to get a little tired from walking. But the upside, though, Ian, is that it's only 20 cents. You put it into the little Trixie, the pony, you can sit on it and rest your legs by going for a little ride.
I never thought of that one. Yeah, that's a good idea. I could have done that too.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, mate, better go, but it's good to chat.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Take
good
care.
On you, mate. Bye-bye. So, yeah, do we have a parking problem? What do you think? You can maybe let us know this morning. 1-3-3-5-3. 20 cents as well, apparently, to ride Trixie. You see, quite good value, isn't it? I mean, with cost of living and everything, that hasn't gone up.
On this gorgeous day.
On this day.
On this day.
Triple M's On This Day.
Don't miss any of the action of the 2024 NRL and AFL seasons live at Legend Sports Lounge and Bar. CEX coughs.
G'day, it's Moffy. Today is April 18. The first ever publication of Australia's oldest newspaper, the Sydney Morning Herald, happened on this day in 1831. Something a little bit different on this day in 1930, the BBC in the UK announced that there's no news in their evening report.
This is the national programme of the BBC. There is no news tonight, so until 9 o'clock, here is some music on record.
In 1987, Aretha Franklin and George Michael's duet, I Knew You Were Waiting For Me, hit number one in the US, returning Aretha to the top spot for the first time since Respect in 1967.
I knew you were waiting, I knew you were waiting for me.
Well, here in Australia, the Red Hot Chili Peppers took out the top spot on the singles charts in 1992 with this.
I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way.
Under the Bridge stayed there for 4 weeks. While in 2013, a bunch of artists were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The likes of Heart, Quincy Jones, and Donna Summer. While in 2015, inductees included Joan Jett, Lou Reed, Bill Withers, Ringo Starr, and Green Day.
When I come around, when I come around.
Albert Einstein died on this day in 1955. He was 76. Birthdays today, and Mike Vickers from Manfred Mann is 84. He was the bloke famous for playing the flute and the saxophone. Oh, and he was pretty handy on the guitar as well. American TV host Conan O'Brien is 61 today.
I get to this point and I've had these famous highs and lows and highs and, you know, I wouldn't change anything. I remember my dad at the time said a really smart thing. He said, if you can survive this, it's going to make the whole story that much better.
And it all happened today, April 18th. We know what rain's like. North Queensland knows what rain is like. But what about Dubai? They've copped a year's worth of rain in just one day, causing flooding, flight cancellations and unbearable conditions at the airport as well. Some of the vision is just incredible. Now, people are running out of money. They're saying baby supplies are getting short and it's hard to contact anyone as you can't charge your phone unless you fork out about $100 for a restaurant meal. A Perth man is due to catch a flight, but at this stage will be delayed 5 days, he says, and has been told that there's a possible 90-hour visa that you can get, but many people aren't aware of that. But not everyone's eligible, including his own Kenyan partner. Have a listen to what he had to say.
It's quite a bad situation. There is no suitable communication from Qatar, and they've just left hundreds of passengers stranded.
So interesting times there. We're going to have a chat to a mate of mine, Jacob, who is living over in Dubai at the moment. So we'll have a chat to him after 7 o'clock this morning, just to see what it's like on the ground there in Dubai.
You got Muffy in the morning.
Well, we mentioned earlier, Brisbane Supermarket ripping out all its self-serve checkouts and bringing back the manual version. The IGA at Greenslopes says it's due to a massive spike in shoplifting. Now, according to News Corp, they're reporting that shoplifting costs Australia $9 billion a year. And they say that smaller supermarkets just can't afford the extra security staff. It's Probably not a big surprise that they can't afford that. But, yeah, because, you know, a lot of them, they've got the weight on there. And because I used to, I'd go, if I went to Coles and it'd go, and it wouldn't do the next one. And I couldn't work out why. And then I realized it's because the edge of the paper bag, you know, the one that they have now, which they rip and stuff like that, but they cost you more. It would be sitting over the edge of with the scales, and so it wasn't registering, you know, the weight. See, these are the things you learn. Queensland police are offering a $500,000 reward for information about a 23-year-old who disappeared on the Gold Coast. Temmie Dyson was last seen on the 20th of July, 1995, leaving a drug and alcohol clinic in Corumba. Now, she left apparently with a woman who falsely claimed to be her sister. The young mother had apparently been working in the adult entertainment industry at the time. Sport that's around, and Connor Tracy, he's looking like he'll retain the number one jersey for the Bulldogs against the Knights on Sunday. Blake Taff will return from the bench after returning from concussion. But Cameron Seraldo, their coach, says that Tracy didn't put a foot wrong when he was called upon, so good news there. In AFL, and fresh off starring role in the West Coast Eagles' massive win over Richmond last week, Jake Waterman, the forward, says he's looking forward to taking on Fremantle's defence in Saturday's AFL Western Derby. So, see, do they call it Derby or Derby over in the West? I mean, not that I care, but I'd like to just think that maybe I got it right. And Kirtley Beale, the former Wallaby and Western Force new recruit, set to make his debut this weekend when the Force take on the Crusaders. That's at HBF Park. Now, the fullback was signed as an injury replacement for the depleted Force side last week and will look to help them secure their second win of the rugby season this weekend. Terry, he wouldn't be listening. He's probably asleep.
He's probably asleep, or he's just watching ABC.
But he loves his rugby as well. Morning, Terry. Egan out there at Nana Glen. By the way, we'll talk to Maroon after 8:30 this morning about the rugby league this weekend and who he thinks is going to win. Of course, the big one for him this weekend is he gets the points, because the Rabbitohs, well, they have a bye. So he doesn't have to worry about all the dramas they've got going on there at the moment.
The Dirt on Triple M.
Well, former Australian Idol judge Meghan Trainor has opened up about the birth of her second child and how Australia inspired her unique choice of name. The 30-year-old noted that her baby boy had one of the most Aussie names you could probably imagine, Barry Bruce. He's my little Australian baby and I'm so happy, she said. Trainor said the inspiration for her son's name came from the animated children's film Finding Nemo, which was set in Australia. The character of Bruce, the shark, was voiced by the late Barry Humphries, and Trainor thought the two names went well together. Barry Bruce was born on July 1 last year, shortly after Trainor returned to the United States. Well, I guess it could be worse. She could have called the kid Durry. And that's the Dirt on Triple M, thanks to Electra Dry Tile and Grout Cleaning. Put a smile back on your tiles with Electra Dry.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
The Triple M Birthday Wheel.
For North Beach Recreation and Bowls Club in beautiful Milestone.
Okay, birthday wheel time. January is the month. Hello, Triple M.
Good morning, Moffy. It's Del here.
Hello, Del. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's almost the weekend, Del.
I know. How good is that?
I know. All right, Del, so $50 this morning with the birthday wheel. Let's give it a spin right now. And we'll see what January day comes up. All right. Okay, slowing down. How's the 17th of January, Del?
Oh, no, the 5th.
The 5th. Oh, hey, can't give you that money today, but you have a lovely day, all right?
You too, Moffy. See ya.
Bye-bye. So, another chance coming up tomorrow morning. Final chance for the week. $60 with the birthday wheel. Thanks to North Beach Recreation and Bowls Club. Don't forget as well, for Anzac Day, they've got all the dawn service and stuff like that. You can check it out down there. Plus, two up later in the day as well. You got Muffy in the morning. No rain until later this morning here, but nowhere near as much rain in Dubai. Jacob, good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Moffy. How you doing?
Very good. Now, you're in Dubai at the moment. A year's worth of rain in, what, a day or so?
Mate, it was... I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I grew up in Queensland, so you can imagine the tropical thunderstorms that hit up there, but nothing could have prepared for whatever last night was. It was... I mean, I'm sure you've seen videos. It was apocalyptic.
I mean, you're living in the desert there. You've lived there for a couple of years off and on as well, and you've never seen anything like this.
No. No, well, no one has. Apparently, last 75 years, nothing's happened like this ever. I heard a stat today that the rain that fell in a couple of hours last night was equivalent to 6 weeks worth of rain in London in the wet season. So you can imagine.
So, I mean, what's the weather like at the moment? Is it still raining or what's the go?
No, the weird thing was, like, it came, it did its thing, and then it just left and it hasn't rained since. So, like, today we had a beautiful sunny day, but it really just showed the nightmare that unfolded throughout the night, I guess, because the main issue with Dubai is they don't really have a whole lot of drainage. The city's not built for rain. It is in the desert, so there's no stormwater drains at all. So there are massive amounts of floods and huge amounts of water that literally have nowhere to go. Just across the road from me, where I am at the moment, there's like a shopping center area. The water is up to people's chests in the car park and in the actual shopping center, because there's a little lake nearby where the banks had burst. There's so much water there, I have literally no idea where they're putting it.
I mean, 29 degrees or so the tops at the moment. It's 25 degrees just looking at the moment there. Is it humid? Does it feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, man, it's super humid, and there's like, it just feels and smells wet. Like, it's just damp.
I mean, it's the effect that it's going to have on, you know, airports, because, you know, Dubai is one of those spots that, I mean, here in Australia, if you fly with Emirates, you go to London, you go through Dubai, and a lot of that sort of transition through there as well. So that's going to cause a lot of dramas.
Yeah, I've heard of the airport last night was just literally like a swimming pool as well. Not too sure how it is at the moment. I think flights are sort of back to normal, but I know that there'll be like a huge backlog that have to catch up from last night, because not only couldn't they fly out through the storms, the actual runways themselves were extremely deep. I mean, I saw videos of planes that literally looked like they were driving through oceans.
Yeah, unbelievable. Mate, you stay safe, and thanks for having a chat to us this morning.
Appreciate it, mate. Enjoy.
Jacob Cummings, he's over in Dubai, and yeah, copped a year's worth of rain in just one day. Incredible.
The Triple M Secret Song.
Triple M. Brand new Triple M Secret Song, but the question is, what is it? Let's go to the phones right now. Hello, Triple M, who's this?
I got Matt.
How are you, Matt?
Yeah, good, thanks.
That's good. Now, Matt, have a listen. This is the Triple M Secret Song. And again. All right, Matt, $240. What do you reckon? Oh, dear. Matt's gone. All right, let's take... Oh, that's loud. This call. Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
It's Shannon.
Shannon, you're lucky, because Matt's phone, just at the very, very tip, when I said, Matt, what is it? His phone dropped out.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, well, that not for him. Have a listen to this, though. And again. All right, mate. $240. What do you reckon that is, thanks to your Unga chainsaw and mower?
Is it Matchbox 20, how far we've come?
Is it Matchbox 20, how far we've come? No. Sorry, mates.
All good.
Yeah. You have a good day today.
You too, mate.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So, another chance coming up tomorrow morning. $260. What is this Triple M secret song? It's a big question. I learn everything from our family group chat. I dead set. That's where I find out what's going on around the place, and generally lots of photos as well of the children, whether it's, you know, Ollie raising the flag for school because he's the school captain in year six up there in Brisbane. And so one of his tasks, him and one of his little mates, is to put the flag up every day and make sure that it doesn't touch the ground, you know, all the flag etiquette. The other thing was a multiple emergency services at a large commercial fire in Brendale in Brisbane overnight. It happened not far, actually, from my other sister's house, who let us know. And I found it interesting. I mean, the story said the building is approximately 60 by 30 metres, and there are photos there, and boy, you should have seen the flames. The building housed an iron construction business. They say two individuals were inside when the flames ignited and are currently distressed. No injuries have been reported at the scene. Firefighters encountered challenges due to explosions, complicating internal firefighting efforts. And apparently one of my sisters could hear the explosions from her place, which is probably still, you know, 5 minutes or so drive away. But what I did find interesting is that Carly, my sister, said there are 12 vehicles on site and one is en route. Talking about the fire engines. Now, she is, we've got this sense in our family, and I don't know, it's been passed down, I'd say, from my mother, where my sister and even myself, it's like we have this special frequency in our hearing that if you hear a siren, all of a sudden, boom, straight to the front door. At our house in Brisbane, in Brackenridge growing up, I remember where you would be sitting there and all of a sudden you would hear this very quick noise and then a boom. And that was like hitting the screen door. And that was my sister Carly, because she would go with so much force to try and see where the siren is. And I can say these things because I know they're not listening. But the other thing that I noticed as well is some of the photos the other day is of Oliver, my nephew, who I said, school captain, raises the flag. And Quinn, his little sister, well, they had their school cross country, and Ollie came first, Quinn came second, so they can now compete in the districts. But Ollie was very quick to let his mother know, apparently, that he's now achieved a clean sweep of first place for cross country for 7 years in a row now. So every year. So hang on, 7 years. So does that mean, did they, in prep, did they also take part in cross country? Oh, bugger that. My legs would be too tired for that. You know, can you imagine those little kids in prep running along? You know, their little legs. It'd be like Jake when he played footy. Anyway, so congratulations to Ollie and to Quinn. And I mean, it's a good time because I can obviously play this song because I like it. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without, come on within. You will not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You will not see nothing like the mighty Quinn.
Triple M's Radio Scatterbrain, thanks to Coffs Harbour Produce for rural, garden, equine and pet supplies.
Now, Alison, Radio Scatterbrain, we've got $220 today if you can get all 10 categories correct in 60 seconds, all right?
Yep.
Now, you can't say the same word more than once. You can say pass if you're not sure. We'll come back if there's time left at the end. Alison, the letter today is F for Frank.
Okay.
Hello. Here we go. First one, a musical instrument.
A flute.
Correct. A three-letter word.
Ban.
Yes. A type of cereal.
Fruit Loops.
Correct. An English show with John Cleese.
Baldy Towers.
Correct. A Dr. Seuss book.
Pass.
A movie starring Lindsay Lohan.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah. A chocolate bar.
Fredo Frog.
Yeah. A number between 35 and 60.
42.
Yes. Something found on your face.
Uh, Freckles.
Mm-hmm. A song by youth group.
Pass.
A Dr. Seuss book.
Fried eggs and ham.
Buggered if I know. Let's go with the, and there's the buzzer. The one I've got in front of me is Fox in Socks.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. Missed out on that last one anyway, the youth group song, which was...
Forever Young.
Yeah. Yeah. Forever Young, I want to be... I want to be American. Anyway, hey, Alison, can't give you that money today, but you have a lovely day, all right?
No worries. Thanks, Moffy.
Bye-bye. And so we play again tomorrow morning, $230 with Radio Scatterbrain. Thanks to Coffs Harbour Produce in June Street.
Beautiful play.
Maroons footy tips.
Thanks to Choices Flooring. See the new showroom at Park Avenue, Coffs Harbour. Triple M.
Round 7 for the Telstra Premiership and the man that knows it all, Anthony Maroon. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Moffy, my old mate. How are you?
Very good, very good. Of course, it's going to be a very big weekend. My Broncos will have a lovely weekend, but let's talk about the other games because there's more than just the Broncos, I'm told. And that would be the Roosters and the Storm, which is happening tonight at Allianz Stadium.
Look, mate, you know what? Tedesco back for the Roosters, Sam Walker back. Starting to look like the Roosters again, and I'm going to tip them at home. I just feel like the Roosters, one of these sides that can really dig in when they're missing some players. So they still are missing a few players, but I think they're going to win at home.
Now we've got the Dragons taking on the Warriors. This one's down in Wollongong. Thoughts here?
Look, I think the beautiful story here, Moffy, is the fact that the Dragons, under Shane Flanagan, they're going a lot better. So if you're a Dragons fan, you've got to be encouraged by the fact that they've already won three games, which is wonderful. But this one's probably a mountain too high. I think the Dragons are going to be beaten by the Warriors. The Warriors are the real deal again this year. I'm going to take the Warriors to be too strong.
Tomorrow night, head to Darwin at TIO Stadium. The Eels taking on the Dolphins. A home game for the Eels up there. What do you think? Do you think, the betting's saying that the Eels are going to win.
Yeah, look, I would agree with that. I think the poor old Dolphins, the injury toll is just too long already. I mean, Flegler's injured, Farnworth's injured, Kapusi, the hammer, and Tom Gilbert, of course, is injured as well. I know Para have their own injury woes, but nothing to that extent. So let's go Para.
Then to Carrington Park in Bathurst, the Panthers up against the West Tigers. A weekend off last weekend for the Panthers. Will they smash the Tigers?
Look, I think they will. I think that weekend off's only going to help them. And I think the poor old Tigers, we saw last week against the Dragons that, you know, we can all get on the hype and we can all get on the Benji bus. And I think it's great because they are moving slowly in the right direction. But I think this week they're just going to get mowed down by a much more classier side.
Yeah. And then up the M1 on the Gold Coast, Titans taking on the Manly Sea Eagles.
Well, the thing is here, Moffy, we know the Titans went so close against the Raiders. But are we to assume that they now turn everything around? Because I don't think we can assume that. I think often after a close game, an underdog side can really get caught in a big blowout. So I think Manly are going to beat the Titans comfortably. That's going to mean Desi's side, no wins to start off 2024. Zero wins.
Now, obviously, this is the game of the round. It's the Broncos taking on the Raiders at Suncorp Stadium. What better team to be watching on a Saturday night?
Hey, can I ask you, are you mindful that you barrack for the Broncos, you live in New South Wales, and you are unashamedly always spruiking the Broncos?
They're a great team, and, you know, they deserve all the spruiking they get.
Well, yeah, I mean, that'd be okay. Moffy, if you're the other side of bloody Tweed Heads.
Have you ever noticed, talking about Tweed Heads and just getting sidetracked a little bit to try and change the subject, have you ever noticed when you talk to people and they say, you say, where do you live? And they say the Gold Coast, and then you dig deeper and it's actually Tweed Heads?
What, do you think they're trying to get the property value up?
I think so.
Well, this one, mate, Canberra have been one of the most consistent and surprising teams for this season. They're in third place. They've won four games. I'm loving the Raiders halves, and I know, Moffy, we've spoken about this before. Jamal Fogarty, the Gold Coast were wise to let him go, not. And the other little bloke, Ethan Strain. So I love the Raiders halves, but I think the Broncos will beat them at home.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for them, though. But anyway, they are a world-class team. Bulldogs taking on the Knights. This one's back in Sydney at the Core Stadium.
Well, I'm going to say the same thing about the Dogs as I did Gold Coast. You know, the Dogs went terribly close last week against Melbourne, but does that mean, are we to assume now that that means they turn the season around? Well, the Dogs have got a stack of injuries, a stack. And the Knights, look, they have got to start aiming up consistently and regularly, so I'm going to take the Knights to beat them.
Talking about cracking games, I think this is going to be great on Sunday afternoon. The Sharks taking on the Cowboys. The Sharks at the moment on top of the ladder.
Yeah, Sharks on top, and Cowboys came to Sydney last week and were outplayed by Parra. And I think if Parra can beat them, the Sharks can beat them. I feel like the Sharks turned a corner when they were 18-0 down to the Raiders and came back and beat them. So as long as they've got a full complement of players on the field, the Sharks, they're going to do good things. And having said that, they've already had a lot of injuries this year, particularly around their forwards, but I think the Raiders, the Sharks, will win this game.
A lot of dramas, obviously, with South Sydney at the moment. They'd be happy that they've got the weekend off with the bye, surely, wouldn't they?
Look, I think so, mate. And look, I go out, as you know, mate, I live in South Sydney Territory and I've been up at the coffee shop up there at Little Bay and I've been down there to Weiss Gardens to get my groceries and people are saying things like, oh, good luck against the bye. Oh, you shouldn't have any dramas this week. So, mate, you know, when you're a wonderful, wonderful organisation like the South Sydney Rabbitohs, you got to expect when the chips are down, people are going to go against you. Look, South will get there and it's not going to be this year, but they will get there.
Yeah, look, I've lived in my entire life with people having a crack at me going for the Broncos. So if you need any help at all,
yeah,
just reach out, Maureen. You'll be right. And mate, you know, if you need any carpet at all, just reach out as well, because obviously Choices Flooring will be able to sort you out as well.
Mate, if I need anything from Choices Flooring, I will absolutely bypass you. Mm. I will go straight to 48 Park Avenue, Coffs Harbour, and I will walk in and say, look, I just need to have a look. I say, you know, I've got the hybrid flooring on the palatial Fibro Mansion in Little Bay. I just need to have a look at a range of rugs and mats and whatnot, and I know the professional team there will sort me out.
I've always thought about being a carpet layer. Remember they had that, I don't know if they still use it, but they used to have that thing that you like punch with your knee.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I think that looks like it'd be fun.
Look, I'm saying this to you with love as a friend. I don't think your knees could handle that. Whether they still have them or not is another story. But I don't want to see you whacking your poor old aged radio announcer knees into anything hard like that.
Yeah, probably a good point. Anyway, mate, better let you go. Enjoy the bye. Good luck with it.
Enjoy your life and know that I love you.
Muffy in the morning.
Well, whatever you're up to today, enjoy it because we're probably going to get a little bit of rain as well coming up over the coming days. They're saying maybe even a forecast of a shower or two later this afternoon and even a thunderstorm as well. Tomorrow, cooler, 24 with a shower or two, 22 and 23 degrees over the weekend with more showers. It's Friday tomorrow, which is good news. Have a lovely day. Stay safe. We'll catch you tomorrow from 6. Bye-bye.
Wait, is that it? Bye, Uncle Michael.
I said, hey, Coffs Harbour. You got my fee in the morning. Singing I love Triple M. Please don't hit snooze again.
You got my fee in the morning.